Music concerts. It's been a while since I've experienced at first hand the electric thrill and charged atmosphere of a music concert. Many things have changed over the last 30 years or so, but it seems that listening to live music isn't one of them. One of my earliest memories of a live concert is back in the days of punk rock, when I went to see Ian Dury and the Blockheads at my local cinema. In those days, cinemas were huge because they only showed one film. As the concert started, everyone jumped out of their seats and ran to the front, dancing, singing and rocking with the music. Another wonderful memory is of an all-day festival that featured The Police with Sting, Squeeze and UB40. I'm sure there were more bands, but things got a bit hazy towards the end of the day. It rained a lot and we were slopping about in mud half the time, but that didn't spoil our enjoyment. I've seen quite a few live and varied concerts, from George Benson to the Rolling Stones, from Elton John to Madonna, live jazz and even opera. One of the most enjoyable was Santana, who were live at the Royal Albert Hall in London. The acoustics were amazing, and they played for over 3 hours with hardly a break. Fewer and fewer people seem to be buying recorded music these days, partly because of internet piracy. The low cost of music streaming services like Spotify mean that most artists are not earning much money at all. How gratifying, then, that musicians can still earn money by playing to the public and providing us with unforgettable experiences of live music concerts.